coming up on episode number 779. Well, 25 years ago, this month, a movie was released, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which hit theaters on June 11th, 1986, starring Matthew Broderick, Alan Ruck, Mia Sara, Jeffrey Jones, and Jennifer Grey. Fantastic movie with a fantastic soundtrack. Well, at least fantastic music played in the film. There never was an official soundtrack released. We're going to go ahead and cover it, even though it wasn't released. It's the Ferris Bueller's Day Off cover story, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, June 14th, 2011. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the Ferris Bueller cover story. Featuring covers of songs that were featured in the movie, as well as a couple other things thrown in for good measure, because, you know, there really aren't a lot of covers of Bad by Big Audio Dynamite or The Edge of Forever by The Dream Academy, I'm Afraid by Blue Room. You know, there's of the 15 songs that are listed as featured in the soundtrack, what do we have? Maybe 8 of them that they're actual covers for. So we're going to round it out with a couple extra things that are tangentially related to Ferris Bueller. Let's kick things off, though, with a song that's sung not once, not twice, and not 3 times, but 4 times in the film. Twice by Ferris Bueller, once by Ed Rooney, and once again by Jennifer Grey. I'm talking about Don Kishen, originally by Wayne Newton, covered here by Waiting Girl. Here is Don Kishen.
Save those lives, darling, don't explain. I Podcast where old hit records get a new spin.
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end.
This is Coverville.
Thank you.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of covers of that Yellow song. Oh, yeah. At least that one is a bit different and still uses the Boris Blank, oh, yeah. The Plutones from an all-Yellow cover album called Hands on Yellow with their cover of Oh, Yeah. Before that, the Star Wars main theme from Ukulele Force from 2005. A great album of all the Star Wars songs done in ukulele, as you might expect from a name like that. Of course, covering the scene where the valet, the valet parking guy and his buddy go taking off, literally, in the Ferrari. Great scene, great use of that song. The Star Wars main theme right there from Ukulele Force. I Dream of Jeannie, right before that, by Da Vinci's Notebook from their 2000 album Bendy's Law. Of course, Da Vinci's Notebook, the band that featured Paul and Storm. Favorites here in Coverville land. And starting off with Don Kishan from Waiting Girl from a 2005 CD called High School Reunion, a tribute to those great 80s films, which covers not just all the John Hughes films, but also things like Fast Times at Ridgemont High and what else is on there? Is it all John? It's all John Hughes, I think, except for Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Maybe that's it. Anyway, great album to pick up, and great album from the fine folks over there at American Laundromat Recordings. Coverville today is brought to you by Audio Engine USA. Let's talk wireless, shall we? Yes, the premium wireless audio adapter. Play all your music wirelessly from any audio device or computer to your Audio Engine powered speakers, your stereo receiver, or your powered subwoofer, whatever you want to use it for. The AW1 provides CD quality stereo sound with no reduction in audio quality and absolutely no lag. It's amazing. This thing is so cool. Plug it into the side of your laptop or into the back of your desktop. It's got a USB port, and it'll send the audio right there wirelessly to wherever you want to put the receiver. It's really, really slick, and it's totally worth it. When you're ready to buy, go to audioengineusa.com. Enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, when you buy online. You'll get 10% off your order, free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's audioengineusa.com. All right, so now we're going to get a little bit weirder with the cover selections, just because, you know, everybody remembers I Dream of Jeannie when Ferris is dancing in his bedroom, and of course Don Kishan, most famously covered in the parade scene. Let's play Sig Sig Sputnik's Love Missile F-111. Here's a cover by a group called New Mind. This comes from a 1998 collection called Newer Wave 2.0. Here is New Mind.
It's a test. industrial violence.
Ferris, what are you talking about?
Ooh. Man with
podcasts
so far out of whack doesn't deserve such a fine automobile.
No. He knows the
playlist.
Ferris.
He doesn't trust you?
Never has, never will.
Look, this is real simple. Whatever
music
we put on, we'll take off.
How?
We'll play the music
backwards.
No.
No! Ferris, forget it. You're just gonna have to think of something else. I'm putting my foot down.
Good times for a change. Seems the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, let me get what I want this time.
Okay, so something a little bit different. So in the movie, they played a cover of Please, 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 Let Me Get What I Want, an instrumental cover by that very same group, the Dream Academy, who also released a version with lyrics. You'll find that on their Best Of album called Somewhere in the Sun, The Best of the Dream Academy, a cover of the Smiths' Please, 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 Let Me Get What I Want, of course, featured in the scene where they're in the Chicago Art Museum and staring at the Seurat painting, or at least Cameron gets kind of fixated by the Seurat painting. Thus lending credence to the theory that Ferris Bueller, the character, is a figment of Cameron's imagination, which somebody pointed out to me today as one way of looking at it. Like, Ferris Bueller is the Tyler Durden to Cameron's Jack. Very, very cool. Before that, you heard Love Missile F111 by New Mind from the 1998 collection called Newer Wave 2.0. Coverville today is also brought to you by Bluehost.com. For $6.95 a month, you too can enjoy the merits of Bluehost.com. Actually, are they still at $5.95 a month? I'm looking. $5.95 a month. Yes, right now still at $5.90 a month, so even a buck less. Unlimited domain hosting, unlimited gigabytes of hosting space, unlimited gigabytes of file transfer, bandwidth, email accounts, free domain, free site builder, all the stuff that you want in a web host right there at Bluehost.com. When you're ready to sign up, go to Coverville.com and use the link right there on the right side of the page. That gets me a little bit of kickback and gets you right to that $5.95 a month deal right there from Bluehost.com. All right, other than Don Kishane, probably the second most famous song in Ferris Bueller is Twist and Shout, performed by the Beatles. Not originally performed by the Beatles. They did a cover themselves, and it was funny. It's one of those things that you didn't often hear in movies, especially in the 80s, were actual Beatles songs. And the way they got around this, the way John Hughes got around this, is by using a song that the Beatles also covered. So technically, they didn't own the songwriting rights to it. A lot of people speculated that that's why there was no official soundtrack. Nope, John Hughes just didn't want to release a soundtrack because he didn't feel like all the songs used in the film had a nice flow like they did for things like Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles and things like that. Paul McCartney, when he heard the version they used in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, didn't like it because they added horns. Well, let's see, I wonder what Paul McCartney thought of this version. I'm going to play the original version of Twist and Shout before it was done by the Beatles and before it was done by the Isley Brothers. It was originally performed by a group called the Top Notes. You'll find this on a CD called Twist and Shout, 12 Atlantic Tracks, produced by Phil Spector. Here is the original version of Twist and Shout by the Top Notes.
Save Ferris.
What?
Well,
it's this band that sings Come On, Eileen.
So if you could help out.
Go piss up a flagpole.
I'm sorry?
You should be.
Hey! And what if you need a favor someday from Save Ferris? Then where'll you be, huh? You heartless wench!
Mom. at this moment, you mean everything to me.
Swivel Heads, a cover by the High End Trio from their 2008 album Whiskey Nights. Now, the song that was originally used in Ferris Bueller's Day Off was called March of the Swivel Heads, and it was a remix of the English Beats' Rotating Heads. So it's a cover of a remix of a song right there. Rooney, right before that, with Here Today, Gone Tomorrow from the We're a Happy Family, a tribute to the Ramones from 2003. One of two groups that got their name from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The other one, very obviously, Save Ferris, right before that, from their 1997 album called It Means Everything. That is Come On, Eileen. Big thanks again to Toyota Boy for putting together those bumpers, the Save Ferris one that you heard right before Save Ferris, and then the Ferrari scene one that you heard a little bit before that. And then we start off the set with the Top Notes, the original version of Twist and Shout, covered most famously by the Beatles, and Beatles version used in the film with some additional horns added in. You'll find that Top Notes version on Twist and Shout, 12 Atlantic Tracks, produced by Phil Spector. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to the close. And this week of Coverville to the close, I'm on my way to Salt Lake City, so there won't be a show Thursday. Sorry. This is your cover story for the week. Hope you liked it. But we will be back a week from tonight with an all-request show. So if you have requests, then make sure to get them to me. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call a request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can go to coverville.com and post your request or your message, your idea, your thought, anything like that in a comments post for any show notes for any episode. You know the deal. The deal, right? You know, you go there, type, send, submit, and I see it. So like I said, we'll be back on Tuesday with the All Request Edition. Until then, and have a great trip. If you're heading out to Nerdtacular, come see me. Come say hi to me. Give me a big hug. Love to see you. That just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpan Studios Network. For more information about that, go to frogpans.com. Podcasts so good, the sportos, the motorheads, the geeks, the sluts, the bloods, the wastoids, dweebies, dickheads, they all adore them. What are you still doing here? Why are you still listening? The show is over. Go home. God, what are you doing here?
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.